Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narchery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Unload It, Break Old Cycles, Speak with Confidence, and Create Stronger Connections by Roma Williams, LMFT, is a relationship and communication guide grounded in clinical practice. Positioned as a revised and expanded second edition, it aims to move readers beyond surface-level scripts and into the deeper emotional and relational patterns that make speaking up feel risky or impossible. Williams writes from the perspective of a licensed marriage and family therapist who works with individuals, couples, and leaders. And she frames communication struggles as part of broader cycles involving emotional regulation, attachment needs, and learned relational roles. Rather than promising instant charisma, the book focuses on changing the conditions that shape conversation, how people manage discomfort, interpret conflict, and protect connection. Readers can expect a practical, therapeutic lens that supports building confidence, addressing sensitive topics with more steadiness, and creating stronger connections without abandoning authenticity or important relationships. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, identifying and breaking negative communication cycles. A central focus of Unload, it is helping readers recognize that many communication problems are not isolated moments, but repeating cycles. People often blame themselves for being too quiet, too reactive, or too emotional. Yet the book frames these behaviors as understandable responses that have been reinforced over time. By shifting attention from a single argument to the pattern underneath it, readers can begin to see how triggers, assumptions, and protective habits keep the same outcomes returning. In relationships, these loops can look like one person pursuing clarity while the other withdraws, or one person staying silent until resentment erupts. The goal is not to label anyone as the problem, but to map how the cycle runs and what each person does to keep it going, even unintentionally. This cycle-based approach supports change because it targets the process rather than the personality. Breaking the cycle then becomes a set of doable steps, noticing the early signals, naming what is happening, and choosing a different response that supports connection and clarity. Secondly, why speaking up feels hard: safety, identity, and relationship risk. Unloaded emphasizes that difficulty speaking up is rarely just a skills deficit. Many people know what they want to say, but the moment requires emotional risk, fear of rejection, escalation, being misunderstood, or damaging the relationship. The book explores how these fears can be rooted in older experiences and in the roles people learn to play to keep peace or gain acceptance. When speaking up has historically led to conflict, shame, or disconnection, the nervous system may treat honest expression as unsafe, even in healthier environments. Williams positions confidence as something built through internal safety and emotional steadiness, not simply through assertive wording. This lens can reduce self-blame and invite a more compassionate, effective approach to growth. Instead of forcing blunt honesty, readers are encouraged to develop a way of expressing themselves that preserves identity and supports the relationship. The book also highlights that authenticity does not require harshness, and that protecting connection does not require self-erasure, making room for a balanced path between silence and conflict. Thirdly, emotional regulation as the foundation of better conversations. Another key theme is that communication improves when people can regulate emotions well enough to stay present. Unload It connects relational outcomes to the ability to tolerate discomfort, pause before reacting, and recover from emotional spikes. When the body is flooded with anxiety, anger, or shame, even well-intended conversations can become defensive or shut down. By focusing on emotional regulation, the book supports readers in building capacity for hard talk, setting a calmer pace, noticing what is happening internally, and choosing responses aligned with values rather than impulses. This approach is particularly relevant for sensitive topics, where past hurts and unmet needs can quickly take over. Williams' therapeutic background is reflected in the emphasis on deeper change, not only surface technique. Readers are guided to think in terms of what helps them return to steadiness and what undermines it, so that conversation skills can actually be used when stakes are high. The result is a practical emotional fitness orientation that supports clearer expression, better listening, and fewer damaging escalations. Fourthly, using a therapeutic lens, EFT, EMDR, and narrative-informed perspective. Unload It is presented as more than generic communication advice because it draws on established therapy approaches within a systemic perspective. The book is described as integrating ideas from emotionally focused therapy, EMDR, and narrative therapy, which signals an emphasis on attachment, emotional processing, and the stories people carry about themselves and others, rather than treating communication as a set of tricks. This lens aims to create change at the level where patterns are formed, how people interpret threat, how they seek closeness, and how past experiences influence current reactions. A systemic perspective also helps readers see that communication problems rarely belong to one person alone. They are shaped by the interaction between individuals, family backgrounds, workplace culture, and relationship expectations. By bringing therapeutic concepts into an accessible format, the book offers readers a way to understand why certain conversations feel stuck and how healing and growth can occur without abandoning one's core identity. This is especially useful for readers who want tools that feel emotionally realistic, not simply motivational. Lastly, play, handling conflict and sensitive topics with empathy and clarity. Practical communication improvement in Unload It includes learning to approach conflict and sensitive subjects with both empathy and clear self-expression. The book positions conflict as a relational moment that can either deepen understanding or reinforce distance, depending on how it is handled. Readers are encouraged to build the ability to articulate thoughts more directly while staying connected to the emotional realities of the other person. This means moving away from indirect hints, mind-reading expectations, or avoidance, and toward language and timing that support productive dialogue. At the same time, the book does not treat empathy as agreeing or giving in. Instead, empathy functions as a stabilizer that keeps conversations from turning into character attacks or power struggles. This balanced focus supports readers who often swing between silence and intensity. It can also help couples and leaders who need to address difficult issues without damaging trust. The overall aim is to make hard conversations less frightening and more constructive by pairing confidence with relational responsibility and emotional awareness. In conclusion, Unload It is best suited for readers who feel stuck in repeat communication patterns and want more than quick tips, individuals who struggle to speak up, couples who keep circling the same conflicts, and leaders who need to address tension without eroding trust can all benefit from its emphasis on cycles, emotional regulation, and connection. The practical value comes from learning to identify what is really happening beneath the words, then choosing responses that protect both clarity and relationship health. Instead of focusing on winning arguments or perfect phrasing, the book encourages readers to build emotional steadiness and authenticity so that speaking up becomes sustainable. Intellectually, it helps readers reframe communication as a relational system shaped by safety, learned roles, and deeper emotional needs. What makes it stand out in the communication and relationships category is its explicit therapeutic grounding and its promise to go beyond surface advice. By drawing on therapy-informed perspectives and emphasizing pattern change, it aims to create lasting shifts rather than short-term performance. Readers looking for a clinically informed, compassion-forward approach to stronger connections are likely to find it especially useful. If you would like to support Roma Williams LMFT, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.